echoes from a broken stone, the forgotten voice of biblical trumpets. The sound of scripture doesn't sound polished like modern worship music or like an angel choir we sometimes imagine. It hangs in the air long after the last note fades. Often a ram's horn, sometimes silver, always urgent, it's the raw, cracked call of a trumpet. There's nothing new about these instruments, but their deeper meaning has gotten softer with time, like an inscription that's worn down by centuries. In the biblical world, a trumpet never just made noise, but was a summons that cut through ordinary life and demanded attention. When the people of Israel stood at the foot of Sinai, the trumpet grew louder and louder until the mountain itself trembled. It wasn't entertainment. That blast was the voice of the Holy One announcing presence. People covered their faces. There was something ancient, terrible, and beautiful coming near. Eventually, the same instrument would mark the fall of walls. As the priests at Jericho walked in silence for days, then the trumpets were raised and the people yelled. Stones that had stood for generations collapsed. The sound became a sign of judgment and promise. The call of God brought down what humans couldn't tear down. There are silver trumpets too, crafted for the priests, used to gather the camp, to signal movement, to mark the beginning of festivals. Two of them gathered the whole congregation. One alone called the leaders. They learned to listen carefully because the trumpet spoke a language of obedience, so they listened carefully. A short blast meant one thing. A long, sustained note meant another. With the watchman, the trumpet became a warning. When danger approached the city, the man on the wall lifted the horn and sounded the alarm. Those who heard it had a choice. They could stay in their houses, or they could rise up and prepare. Ezekiel was told the watchman would have the blood of the people on his hands if he didn't sound the trumpet. Silence was betrayal. Each trumpet opens up a deeper layer of the world's ending and remaking in the book of Revelation. The first brings hail and fire. The second turns the sea to blood. The third poisons the waters. The fourth darkens the sky. The fifth releases torment. The sixth gathers armies. The seventh announces that the world will no longer be ruled by the Lord. These aren't gentle notes. They're the sound of history torn open so that something new can be born. But even in judgment, there's mercy. The trumpet that announces wrath also announces the gathering of the elect. Jesus said angels would pick up the faithful. During Paul's time, the dead in Christ would rise and the living would change. The same instrument that toppled walls and darkened skies will also call the scatter home. What has been forgotten is how personal this sound remains. The trumpet doesn't only speak to nations or cosmic ages. It speaks to individual hearts that have become dull. Sometimes the soul sits behind its own walls, content with quiet routines and soft distractions. Something breaks through, a sudden awareness of God's nearness, a sharp conviction, an unexpected call to go out and do something new. It's the same voice that shook Sinai once. When the light is Gothic, it's easier to see. Imagine a stone chapel at dusk, stained glass nearly black, a single candle trembling, and a low, long horn outside the walls, the note bending as it goes through cold air. Sound enters the building the way wind enters a ruin, finding every crack. This sound doesn't ask permission. It just arrives and rearranges the silence. That's what a biblical trumpet does. It's never polite. It's always real. It's all about the relationship between the sound and the listener. The trumpet doesn't change. The human ear does. Sometimes we hear noise. Sometimes we hear commands. Sometimes, if the heart's soft enough, we hear invitations. The same blast that toppled Jericho can also call a wandering soul back to the camp. The same silver trumpet that gathered Israel for war can gather the lonely for worship. A kind of beauty is in this severity. In the Gothic imagination, holiness isn't always gentle. It can be dark, vast, and shadowy. The trumpet is part of it. It's a voice from a God who won't let the world go undisturbed. He won't let the walls stand forever. He won't let the watchman sleep all night. When the final note plays, he won't let the dead remain silent. When the text mentions a trumpet, don't rush past it. Don't rush past the sound. Let it echo in your own reading. Ask what walls still need to fall, what gatherings need to happen, what warnings still need to be heeded. The instrument is old, but the call isn't done. The same note is still traveling through the dark, looking for ears that are willing to hear it somewhere beyond the page.